The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Radio Boomers Live. I'm a baby boomer, but we're Radio Boomers Live. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood this morning, isn't it? Jim, are you there? I guess Jim's having a little technical difficulty getting on, but I'm here. It's a wonderful day. It's a day that Los Angeles is celebrating because I woke up to the news that LeBron James has signed on to be a Laker. I'm not really a basketball fan, but I know everybody's excited about it. He's a great player. They call him the King LeBron James. It's going to be a good time here in Los Angeles. We were on a winning streak for years and years and years. Then Kobe got kind of hurt. We didn't get the best picks, and it kind of slowed down here in L.A. as far as basketball was concerned. But with LeBron, I know we're going to have it going on. So it's really exciting news to hear. And I had a great weekend. I went to the Lilac, not Lilac. I forgot what it was. I went to a festival in Ojai, California this weekend, and it was just lovely. The weather was great. I went to a natural hot spring. Some of us kind of go to the spa and we get pampered, but when you go to a natural hot spring, it's not pampering time. It's hot water time. It's soothing time. It's a great time. But I had to climb down rocks and hike, and I was stiff from walking to get to the springs, but it was a great relief to get there and get all loosened up in that natural sulfuric water.
And where's that?
It was great. In Ojai, California, which I love.
Okay.
It was the Lilac Festival. And it was just wonderful. The festival was wonderful. The hot springs were wonderful. I had a wonderful time. So, Jim, you're joining us. Wonderful.
Well, I had that mute button pushed, and I had another, you know, I had two researching things going on at the same time. And
well, it's time for us to move on to the hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, happy 4th of July. That's my hot topic. It's almost the 4th of July. Some people celebrated it over the weekend, I understand, but 4th of July is one of the holidays that we actually celebrate on the holiday. So it's going to be in a couple of days on Wednesday this week. They've been shooting off fireworks in my neighborhood for, it seems like, 6 months, but I know it's only been a couple of months. But I do want to talk about safety on the 4th of July. We have lots of fun. We celebrate the birth of our nation. It's a wonderful time. We have great weather here in California. But you got to be safe, especially with these firecrackers. They've been bombing with M80s in my neighborhood. Last night I saw fireworks all in the air. It's not even the 4th yet. But I got to tell you, from personal experience, I know you got to be careful. In the city of Los Angeles, fireworks are not legal. First thing, check to make sure that when fireworks are legal in your area before you shoot them off. Second of all, if you're going to shoot them off, make sure that you've got the children far back. Now, when I was a little girl, I was really safe, a safe distance away from the fireworks. But one of them misfired and sent an ash or a spark or something right towards me, and it landed in my ear, burned the hair around my ear, burned my ear, and some went into my ear. I was very fortunate. It was no permanent damage, but it hurt like the dickens that I spent the 4th of July night in the emergency room. And I was pretty far back. So just be safe. They call them safe and sane fireworks. Those are the only kinds that are legal pretty much anywhere. And those other ones, leave to the professionals. They're the ones who know how to shoot them off. Let them shoot them off. So have a safe and sane, happy 4th of July. And Jim, you're Hot Topic.
Well, hello, Risa. Yeah, I have some new technical equipment I'm getting a little bit used to here. And I think I'm pretty much back on track. Between you and Eric, you're keeping me up. But anyway, in Thailand, there was a big cave. And there was 12 of the kids on the soccer team. And the coach got lost in this cave. And for a week, they couldn't find him. And they had the Navy SEALs and many other people. And that problem seems to be solved. The Obama administration granted citizenship, they said, to 2,500 Iranians during the nuclear deal. Some are unhappy about that. Notorious gangster, I believe it's Redon Fayad, escapes French prison on a hijacked helicopter. An all-out search is in way now. South Carolina mayor expresses opinion on gun control and failure of Congress to, you know, move the policies that keep our country safe means towns feel compelled to act. And the gun supporters say the 98% of the gun owners have a safe situation with the guns. Bad advice to U.S. dairy farmers, sell, and basically they're telling them to sell out because the big corporate companies are taking over in agriculture. A 100-year-old mother meets a 79-year-old her 79-year daughter for the first time in an emotional family reunion, and they only lived 100 miles from each other. Scientists capture for the first time ever a planet being born, and a new study from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows 97% of people that get sick for these reasons, they're not washing their hands correctly. They just do a quick wash, and it doesn't remove the bacteria and germs. Then they go eat their meat or their hamburgers and their, you know, salads and things, whatever. And they're touching them, and they get sick through the germs. The problem is most are not washing long enough. You got to wash long enough with soap and water. Second part, you have to rinse very thoroughly. Woman sues Chinese buffet for fried rice syndrome. The fried rice, she said, got her sick, and the next day she woke up sick. And man in Maine, he killed a rabid fox running around, threatening to, you know, running up to some of the kids and things like that. He killed him with a wooden plank, saving the day, basically. So we have, in the Good News Network, Trump recognizes Teen Blue Line. I touched by your nonprofit, you know, situation. You know, President Donald Trump commented on the teenager who started a nonprofit that uses the uniforms of fallen police officers to create teddy bears. A NASCAR driver safely saves a family of four from vehicle fire on a California highway. U.S. Army honors country music singer with civilian service medal. Country music star and the Army veteran Craig Morgan was honored Saturday with one of the force's highest civilian awards. Building homes for heroes, gifts for mortgage. You get free mortgage house and go to Gold Star family. The family of fallen Special Forces soldier recently received an amazing new gift, a new home. It's a pretty nice looking home, too. So anyway, Eric, Reed, that's just a couple of the things going on.
Well, that brings us up to our first commercial.
It's commercial time.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placements, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Doing it the easy way.
Doing it the easy way for sure, Reef. And, well, I'll tell you, you really had interesting little deal there this morning with the hot tubbing, because I was in the fire department and I know, fool around with this stuff, you wind up losing a finger or something, or a delayed fuse. There's all kinds of things. You think you're under control with that thing you got in your hand with a fuse on it, forget it. Okay, that's why they have these laws, so be careful. And anyway, we have just one of my favorite people as a guest today. She's so gifted in the world of education. The statistics she has on how the kids are falling behind and their IQ is dropping because they're not getting what they should be getting. And she has Bliss Entertainment Studios being put together. That's not a regular studio, believe me. And she's also a video game developer, which Reith and I are going to be part, and Eric and several other celebrities we have, they're going to be part of the galaxy. We're going to be out traveling through the galaxy. And with that, I'm going to bring in Janelle Garner. Janelle, you on with us this morning?
I am. How are you two doing this morning?
Hey, Janelle.
We're doing just great.
You got Reitha on the line. I believe you know Reitha.
I do. How are you doing this morning, Reitha?
I'm doing great, Janelle. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, actually.
How about that?
Well, that's wonderful. You have so much going on. What would you like to talk about this morning?
Yeah.
Well, we do have a lot going on. It's crazy. But, you know, we're real excited because we're in game development right now for the new video game. We're going to be contacting you guys soon to do some voiceover. So we're excited about that.
We are so anxious to see what's going on because we have all our characters, you know, sitting in the living room, and we're so anxious to see where we're going to be flying out in space here.
Yeah, well, you're going to see your 3D characters here shortly. My artist is currently working on those, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're real anxious. We'll have a new video trailer of the video game here by August, so we're real excited about that.
But just a ballpark, real quick, you know. So we're going to be out in the galaxy, and say Reitha's flying in her spaceship. Is that kind of how it goes? Is somebody's going to come to a certain planet and get to meet us, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, what it is it's a place, it's an entrepreneurial video game. It's an online video game, which is what they call an MMORPG, which is a massive multimedia online role-playing game. So you guys are already on the Easy Way Planet, and your character's on the planet, and you do specific things to help people, entrepreneurs who come into the game with specific skills that they need to develop.
Wow.
And you guys have some, like, really great special powers and things that you can help, you know, these characters with. And you basically become you come into the game, you pick your avatar, and you become a citizen of the Nubicon Galaxy and get a citizenship card and a passport, and we actually send those to you for real. So it's a lot of fun.
Eric's got a role too. He's going to be out there on his easy ship.
Oh yeah,
ship,
Eric,
huh?
We have the Easy Way. Yeah, we got the Easy Way Planet, which is really great. You're going to see that in the video trailer. And the Easy Way Planet, you're going to see this big cloud up in the galaxy that you're going to spaceship's going to one of the avatars is on is in what's called the Hubble Skyrider. And he's going to go through this big cloud in the middle of this universe that just comes out of nowhere. And it's like you're going through the fluff. And once you get through the fluff, you're onto this amazing planet that skyrockets you in the game and advances you to different arenas.
So this is going to be an educational game.
Yeah, it's educational, but you can also... Like if you're an entrepreneur, if you just want to come in and play the game, you can play the game. You can make real money in the game. You can create a business inside the game, which is really great. We actually have a place on the different planets where you actually can create a product or a business, and we have places right inside the game where those products and services are sold. And it's also sold outside the game.
That's awesome, because I spent a vacation with my grandchildren back east, and they were playing games where they were just killing people, which was driving me absolutely insane. So this sounds refreshing for people to actually be learning and learning how to be an entrepreneur and actually producing something.
Yeah. And not only that, but we also teach them how to give back in the game, how to give back to others. And so... our kids today are digital learners. A lot of people are visual learners, and we decided it would be fun. This is the same technique that we use in our EIT learning system that we are going to build this year. And so we thought it'd be fun to put it in a video game, and it's getting massive attention. A lot of people really love the idea. It's never been done before to where you can make real money in a video game off your own talents and gifts.
So Janelle, you're not like 17, a video game like enthusiast. You may be, but for the norm, what kind of got you into like designing this kind of situation with the video games and everything?
Well, we for the last 25 years, we've been in research and development and developed a new education system, and it's called EIT, which is Immersion Interactive Technology Learning System. So you're actually immersed right into the learning experience. So if you're learning about the Civil War, you're actually on the battlefield as it's taking place.
Wow.
And you get all the smells, the bells, the whistles that go with it. There's characters in there that you can interact with. It's total visual learning. And there's a lot more to it than that, but that's one of the things that we do in there, which actually creates an 85 to 95% comprehension and retention level. And in a classroom today, it's less than 1.5%.
Now, in the text stuff, people get a kick out of this. I think it was a Star Wars movie where the two people, Chewie was playing with, I think it was Luke, and the little figures that were, you know, artificial figures. You could see them, but, you know, that kind of situation. It's actually a larger full size, and you could actually almost touch it and smell the like camo or something, where it goes beyond just three dimensions.
Yeah, holograms have come a long way, and people don't understand how far holographic technologies come, but there's also laser technology, but there's also new technologies out there that create the sensation of touching the hologram as well as smelling the hologram now.
Wow.
And And so, you know, it's come really far, and there's a lot of new technologies for other things that have come out, which is augmented reality, which is really great, and everybody knows about virtual reality. But we use a lot of different techniques in the classroom. We have things called Fab Labs, and this is where kids in our schools get to go in as well as the family members, and they get to create and generate companies and products and services from their talents and gifts. And we teach kids how to do business so that by the time they graduate, they own and operate their own companies.
Okay,
and
an interesting stat. An interesting stat that you had, I thought, like, wow. When you mentioned something about the percentage of kids that are actually being held back, you know, due to the educational, you know, pace today, to put it in that way, it's a little slow, so their IQ is a certain level, but because they're moving along at a level that they could actually be a lot faster, which you kind of have a solution for that, but what is that stat you told me about the IQs actually dropping over a period of a year or two?
Yeah, NASA did a study over a 20-year period, and they just released it. And they started from the age, they took 1,600 students from the age of kindergarten level. And before they went in, they tested them for creative genius. And they all tested at the 98th percentile of creative genius. They took those same 1,600 students 5 years later, and the percentage dropped to 30%.
And they
did this like every so many years, the same 1,600 students. By the time they graduated, creative genius level was at 2%. And that's what has happening in education today. It's destroying the creative genius of our children. And it's creating an economic disaster in our communities. And so we need to redo all of this and change education. I mean, this is why we have school violence today, because of ill-educated people across the globe, and it's just our education system has been so poor for so long, but kids are getting bullied at a very high level. There's ways to change that and fix that are very simple things to do. You just have to know how to approach it and how to do it. So We're excited because you guys don't know this, so I'm going to tell you we're having a new event coming up in October that we're going to be shooting over to Eric here this week, and it's called the Hope Tour. You'll love this, Jim. It's the Hope Tour Movement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be a huge red carpet event here in Utah where we're going to raise money to help stop school violence and change gun laws, you know, help change those, do a lot of things. We have a lot of people who are coming in that have solutions in your communities that can help rebuild your communities, which is really great. We're going to unveil the video game video. We're going to have some of the people there who have lost parents or students have been lost in school violence. We have some really amazing stuff that we're going to do for them. We have some memorial plaques that we are doing for them, and that we're going to do at the event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That Janelle mentioned, and Aretha's, I told Aretha about it, and it's basically when I had the lymphoma deal, I went through the hospital and saw all the negativity. It's like, wow, you know, getting hit with all this. I'm thinking if I'm in my 60s and I get hit with all this negative stuff about how bad the cancer is, the chemo, the radiation, it's like, wait a minute, everything's supposed to be bad. Are you supposed to get better? And I'm thinking, what about the kids that are going through this? So I want to include the kids in on this Hope Tour and how we can help the kids with this. And also the foster kids, and we're getting other entities involved in Hope Tour under the, umbrella of Easy Way Cares. And that's what we have. We have trafficking and what Janelle has and different entities within the Hope Tour. It's going to be really interesting. So, Janelle, it's always so exciting, this stuff. It really is.
It is. We're excited because Misha Fitzgerald and Michael Cole's going to come sing their new song, Make America Pray Again, so we're excited about that. So,
oh,
yay!
Cool.
Well, you certainly have a lot of stuff going on, Janelle. When do you anticipate that the game will be ready for distribution?
It'll be ready Christmas 2019.
All right. So we got a while to look forward to it, but
Janelle,
I'm excited and look forward to it. And then the
Janelle,
event's going to be in October in Utah. So that's sooner. We can really look forward to that. I have not been to Utah.
That might be
an excuse for me to go.
That's what I was
we're going to be sending you VIP tickets, Rita. So for the event and fly you out here. We're all excited about it. It's going to be a great event. It's beautiful here in the fall. You guys will really love the area that we're doing it in. It's over by where the same building. Do you remember the movie Footloose?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's over by that place that we're going to be doing the event.
Oh, wow.
Where they filmed
awesome.
Footloose at that
I've been up there. There's some beautiful country up there. And Janelle, Mika, he's an interesting actor. How did you wind up meeting him?
Mika? Oh,
yeah.
he is, we met him at an Easy Way event at the cancer, we met him at Flicks for Change at Eric's event, and then again at the Cancer Society, and at that event he came and was talking to us, and he started singing us this new song, and that's where we met him, was with it through Eric. Everybody I meet through Eric, he's awesome.
So
we love Eric.
So
he's great.
I'm going to try to get Rita down there. We're going to try to get down there because I'll tell you, it's a beautiful country, and we look forward to seeing you in was that October? And we're going to hear more about that.
It'll be around October 24th. That's what we're shooting for. I'll have the agenda and the event place tomorrow booked. So
this is the game.
We're excited about all this.
Blitz Entertainment Studios.
When we get closer to October, you're going to have to give us all the details. So not only the people in Utah can be there, but we can have some people from all over the country come in.
We plan on doing that. Wait till you see the technology we're bringing into this event. It's going to be fun. Oh. We're going to bring in portal doors that people can walk through different portals and all sorts of fun stuff. So it's going to be fun.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Well,
thank you,
as always, Janelle, for coming on and sharing what you've got going on. We look forward to seeing the game and the event. And you have a great day.
Keep up the good
you
work,
too.
Janelle.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. It was great being on. Thank you so much.
And have a safe 4th. Have a happy and safe 4th, too.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to go to a commercial, and then it's going to be Carmelita's Corner.
Carmelita's Corner. You got it.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. All right, now, that's what I'm talking about. We've got a great guest lined up for you folks this morning. His name is John Michael Ferrari, and he's got a lot of class behind him, a lot of experience behind him, and he's connected with one of my favorite friends, Pepper J, the Actors Reporter, and she referred him to us. And he is also connected to her in many ways as an associate in the industry. So I want to let you know that he is a successful cabaret performer of many years. He writes emotional storytelling songs with a touch of sophistication in the standard country and country pop and country gospel genres. He's written songs about his life experiences and the experiences of others. And he's got a lot of credits behind him. He's been recognized by the press. They've given him great accolades in the L.A. Times, amongst the others, the Toluca, and also Backstage. So that's something in itself to talk about. Anyway, let's not delay any further to do. I want to welcome our guest, John Michael Ferrari. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carmelita. How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I made it another day, you know?
I know. I heard you talking earlier about basketball. You know, Pepper and I play basketball just about every night here at the ranch.
Oh, that's great exercise, but you've got me, mixed up with our other host. I know that they're into sports.
But, Aretha. Oh, yeah, Aretha was always,
Aretha,
okay,
yeah. But you know what? I was just with my stepson, who's a football coach, and my husband, who's a sports nut. And eventually they're going to make their way as guests on this show. So this is probably just a prelude to that. But anyway, let's talk about you. Can you tell us how you got started in the music field?
Well, you know, I started in high school, you know, with the garage bands and things. I think like many young people do. And, you know, that's where it just started. I found I could make a living by doing that. Playing guitar and singing, and I followed that path, and it's been a very nice path.
Sounds good. Not everybody's able, you know, to benefit from their talents as financially.
Well, here's the difference of when I started and what's happening today. We didn't have all this cable and TV 24 hours. So if you wanted entertainment, you had to go out to the nightclubs. You had to go out someplace. You know, people had to socialize. They couldn't just get on their phone and try to text people. So every club, almost every corner, had entertainment. And you'd go into a small place. There'd be a guy in the corner playing Jim Croce, Cat Stevens songs, and, you know, things like that. You know, and I was one of those guys.
Well, you made a great point. You know, things have changed along with the technological changes that we have. And in some ways it's great. In other ways it disconnects people, because when you walk down the street or drive down the street, what do you see? You see people with their heads down. And what are they doing?
Right.
They're looking at their cell phones. And it only really becomes disconcerting if you're having dinner or lunch with somebody and you're trying to have a conversation and they're on their cell phone. That is so rude.
Yeah, texting to the person already next to them. I know. Yeah.
I guess we need to come up with a new set of decorum, a new social etiquette, you know, about the use of cell phones. You know, I was just in church and the person that, you know, was moderating the service said, please turn off your cell phones. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you do need to do that, don't you, even during the church service?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I understand that you have a great agenda. And speaking of performances, I've been told that you've got quite a few lined up. Can you tell us about the shows that you're planning to do?
We have several of them coming up here this coming Sunday. What's that singer's name? Vince Neil. Yeah, he has a club out here, Vince Neil Club. And we're going to be performing out there this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following Sunday, someplace in Las Vegas. I haven't found that. Pepper gives me the schedule at the last.
Yeah, now when you say up here, you're speaking of Pahrump, Nevada, right?
Pahrump, Nevada, and then the following week it's Las Vegas. So I think it's
mm-hmm.
July 14th. And Saddles and Spurs, and these are pretty well-known places out here.
Sounds good. And I'm looking forward to hearing your music.
Here's the thing about it is, like, you know, I've been performing for many years and touring, but I've always done cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole new band is all about my own original songs. We
mm-hmm.
go out there and perform original songs. So it's completely different, you know, because you have to have enough songs to cover an evening. And it's wonderful. It's a whole different feeling doing original songs because, you know, people listen to you differently. No matter how good you are as a cover band, you know, you're still a cover band, but when you move into doing original songs, it's something completely different. And this is true for everybody. I mean, the Beatles, had they not written their own songs, they would have been another great cover band, but we would have not have ever heard of them. You know, any of those bands. At some point, you have to get to a plateau where you're doing your material. That's how I think it really benefits the young artists.
Yes, and mentioning the Beatles, I just had a guest on recently, Janie Bradford. She's one of the cornerstones of Motown, and she co-wrote a song called Money with Berry Gordy, and it went on to become a huge hit, but I didn't know until recently that the Beatles also covered that song.
They did, yeah. Yeah, they were a cover band, you know, and at some point they started writing their own songs. And I think that's with anybody, if you're going to have a shot in this industry, you have to get to your own music and start doing that, you know, because that's what's really interesting. And there are clubs provide for entertainers that do original songs.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, well, you have to find them, but they're out there.
Yeah. Now, I see that you are drawn towards the country gospel or the country rock, I suppose, or country pop. Is that your preference?
Well, it seemed like it turned out that way. Now, when I used to sing in bands, I did everything from rock and roll to show tunes. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'd sing everything. But when I wrote songs, I felt like they were guitar-based mostly, and there were stories. You know, I would tell stories about myself and life and things like that. And so they kind of fit in that country genre. You know, I didn't know where else they kind of fit. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, they're kind of alternative pop. So it's in there someplace. You know, but in this business, they feel comfortable by putting you, they got to place you in something.
Oh, I know. I've been through that years ago, and they went nuts with me. A&M Records liked my music, but they didn't know what to do or how to market me because they said, we don't know how to place you. You know, my music, when I write stuff, it doesn't have a box. You can't put it in a box because when you get inspiration from the higher power, you don't know where it's going to take you. Some of my music has been R&B. Some of it's been opera. Some of it's been pop. Some of it's been jazz and on and on. So, I mean, they just went crazy with my music. They didn't know what to do. And then a lot of it was fusion. So it wasn't even one genre. It was all like a mixed up together, you know, like mixed salad.
Yeah, if you just get one song and then they put you in the box. Whatever that
mm-hmm.
song is that you wrote, That's what you are, you know.
Yeah, you know they. Yeah. This people tend to love to categorize people and, you know, put them in boxes. And I'm just one of those people that's outside of the box. I refuse to be in a box, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I want you to talk about your new CD, The Sentimental Fool, and tell us about that.
Well, we have a new CD, and it's funny because the new CD is actually the old retro songs that I've written many years ago, and Pepper decided that, oh, let's start off with that. Let's do that. And it's called My Early Life. And
mm-hmm.
those are songs that I've written before. And so we're just releasing all those. Now, she released a new one called Sentimental Fool, I Keep Dreaming. And it's going to be released. And there's part of the newer songs that's going to be on the next CD, which is ready for release. But we wanted to release the old stuff first, the early life, so people get a sense of who I am and some of the stories behind it. And then all the new songs, with more modern arrangements. You know
I think that's a great way to go. You know, it's very autobiographical, and it's based on reality, based on life. And people can learn lessons from each other, because even though we're all individuals, basically the human experience is very similar, and we can benefit by connecting with each other. And I just want to say before we go, because, you know, we're having fun. When you're having fun, the time just flies. But I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to keep an eye on the clock, and I realize it's getting close to that time when we've got to get on our horse and ride off into the sunset. So let me just say this. First of all, again, thank you, John Michael Ferrari, for being my guest. And I also want to thank Pepper J for referring you to me. And
absolutely.
Yes, and I've got a few shout-outs here. We're accessible in many ways through the Easy Way Network. People can log in on that, easywaynetwork.com, and there's many other connections. And then also, we want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, to Tyler Coffee and to the wonderful Boomer Boost, which is... another way of keeping ourselves healthy, and that's something I really believe in. So anyway, on that note, speaking of notes, let's hear some of John Michael Ferrari's music coming from his new CD, from his early life.
How I wish you knew the sentimental
a wonderful Carmelita's Corner. And it's really funny. I happened to be listening to John Michael Ferrari's music last night, and I saw some things where he was young. I mean, John is still handsome, but he was a handsome young thing. And saw his cabaret act, and it's on YouTube, so you can look up John Michael Ferrari and see some of his stuff.
Yeah, no, we went out to the ranch, and he's got a studio. Pepper's got an amazing ranch out there. It's just all first class, the studios and the pool and tennis. She's got everything out there. But anyway, it's, it's kind of thing where I kind of regret that I didn't finish my piano lessons, because they say it's really good for you to sit around, and if you're musicians, you get together and play and have fun.
It's true. I wish I had finished mine, too.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad, That's right. It's tech time.
Well, today I'm going to talk about safety apps. There's been so many things going on just all over the place now that we really do need personal safety device apps on our person. I mean, just the horrible shooting at the newspaper the other day. And one of the ways that we can alert people that we are in a situation that's unsafe is to put an app on our phones. There are different types of apps, but basically you just pick the one that's good for you. Almost all of them start off as a free app, and then you can do add-ons if you need more specific type help like medical alerts or things like that. But any basic safety app is good to have on your phone. They usually have certain features that you really do need. One is to alert people in your contacts that there's something wrong. Usually you'll have a pre-recorded or pre-written note that will send out to your friends saying that you're in trouble of some sort. You don't want to alert everybody in your contact list because everybody in your contact list isn't going to respond. But key people, your best friend, your children, your parents, someone who will see the notice and then take action. Also, it needs to have an alert to alert the authorities, whether it's a 911 call, a 911 text, or a direct line to the police department in your local area, but some way that it actually reaches out to authorities and that it knows when you hit the SOS button or whatever specific button that you hit, that that's who needs to be alerted in your area. It needs to track you. It needs to follow you on GPS. We're all so freaked out about who's watching me, who knows where I'm going. Well, this app will alert people where the phone actually sent the last signal. So someone takes your phone, it will have already sent the information to your contacts, so they will know that the last place that you were seen. Also, you want it to be able to take photographs or video of the circumstances that you sent out that you felt that you were in some type of danger. Sometimes just having a phone and pointing at the person that's following you too closely and saying, I've got people who now have your picture, they know that you're following me and it's already sent out, so you need to get away from me. Sometimes that's enough just to scare somebody off. So you need to have at least those basic features. Now, of course, there are other features. They have apps that are specifically for children to alert their parents that the child is in trouble. They have apps specifically for college students that will also notify the campus police. So there, you just go to your app store, whether it's an Android phone or an Apple phone. Either way, they all have the apps. They all basically have those basic features. And then if you want to add on, like I said, other features, like you have health needs or you want to alert people of your health conditions if something happens to you. For those, sometimes you have to pay a premium, but it's important in these times, it's a terrible thing to say, but in these times we need to be able to alert people. Even Jim was talking about the boys and the coaches that got trapped in a cage or in the caves. If they had been able to get a phone signal, they could have alerted people exactly where they were. Now, none of these work if you can't get a cell signal, but they do come in handy. Some of them you just set a timer, and the timer goes off, and if you haven't turned the timer off, it means that you didn't reach your destination or, you know, something happened that interrupted you being able to stop that signal being sent out. Some you just shake your phone and it'll send off a signal. And iPhones have an SOS signal built in. If you hold down the buttons too long, it'll make the signal pop up and you can send out an SOS. So explore. If it's already on your phone, learn how to use it. If it's not, download an app. And that brings us up to Jim's Gems.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
Hey, guys, you know, procrastination is a real easy thing to fall into. And you got that drawer that you want to clean out, and you look at it and you go, wow, I've been thinking of doing that for the last 8 years. I got a kitchen cabinet like that, and I'm thinking, I got to get this thing to close. It takes me maybe 15 minutes to fix it, and I've been working on, well, I've been thinking about it for, I'm not going to tell you how many years. But, you know, I'm starting to follow through and see some of this stuff and some of the people we work with. And I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to run through these because I'm going like, wow, this stuff's interesting and it's fun and it's definitely helpful. Boomer Boost, you know, boomerboost.com. I've been drinking Boomer Boost and, you know, this is, like I said, I'm looking out at my exercise equipment and it's cool. I'm starting to use it now. But then the interesting people like coachtheworld.com, talking about inspirational people that they're getting out doing things and they want to make a difference. Difference in all this. And newmindnewbody.com, their .coms. And boy, talking about doing a lot of research and starting from the ground floor, working up from head to toe, you know, you got to get into this stuff. And like the investinconnect.com. All right, so you want to increase your business and so on and so forth. And it's like what Eric has. You got to do this stuff. And one thing we got to be careful of is in retirement is not doing stuff. We got a lot of years ahead of us. And, you know, I'm putting out on the network with the, let me see, I'm trying to get Eric in here because we've had a lot of stuff going on. Great guests today with John and Janelle. But I want to get some input from Eric on some of this. And I'm putting out my feelers here to see if we can get, well, anyway, I got it. So anytime he drops in. And I, up. Here, I hear it. Okay. But anyway, that's the
I wrote it easy way. Life is hard.
I'm here,
hey,
Dad. I'm sorry.
I was just on a major call
for our television situation, and it's getting bigger and bigger. But I said, my dad wants me on the show. I got to go. I don't care how big the deal is. No, I'm just kidding. But I made it happen. Radio Boomers Live,
well,
what's up, all everybody? You know, you guys had like 50 something callers in the show. I have a screenshot of it. I'll be posting it on Easyway Radio.
Well, Reetha and I talk about, you know, as time goes by, and you know, keeping busy, keeping moving, keeping our health going, and you just got to do it. You got to follow through. And sharing with some of these people that we're working with, you know, the Boomer Boost and Coach the World and New Mind New Body Investing Connect. These are all Invest and Connect with talking about all these entities help with your health, help with your business. And if you don't sit there and you become stagnant and get dust, you know, you think you got issues now. If you don't do anything in another year, you'll have more dust.
Well, honestly, the Boomer Boost has like really helped me and Dante and you and even some of the other influences. We actually, one of our clients is as a bishop that oversees 40,000 churches, and he's singing their praises. You know, Coach the World. I just posted one listing on Coach the World, and I'm not kidding, guys. This is like the Craigslist and the Uber of the coaching. I've already had like four or five people contact me that are, you know, paying me, you know, $50 to get, you know, 15 minutes of my time to questions and answers. That simple. And I just post a listing saying TV and sponsorships, you know, and because I'm an expert in a lot of different fields. And so it's really incredible. And then, you know, the human growth hormones, the newyoulife.com/easyway, you know, that it's helping you, Dad. It's helping me. You just rub it on your wrist. I mean, I just can't believe how many members that are coming in. And in fact, we'll be going over to the Earth and Honey Superfoods.
Oh, that's
down the street, and we'll be doing some live streams there.
Yeah.
And you know, honestly, I'm people come to me all the time, and they're asking me how am I getting so many sponsors. Like every time I'm public, I have like 20 sponsors attached to me. You know, and you know, we have a formula.
Yeah.
We have a way how we do that. They're members, and we're working on our automated system for membership right now. And if you're a member of EasyWay, you're going to increase. It's that simple.
Oh,
if you're a member of EasyWay business, you're going to increase what you have going on. You're going to increase your business. You're going to get more leads. But it's up to you to convert those leads and sell those leads and close those
leads.
That's
the point.
And
that's the point I'm trying to make. Yeah, it's up to you to do stuff. And like that one saying, just do it. And it's exciting and it makes a difference. And, you know, it puts yourself in a better situation overall with health. And if you are a retired person or whoever and you want to start a business, you got to look into this stuff. This is fun.
Well,
I mean,
I wanted to be first to release this on Radio Boomers Live because I'm giving exclusives to your guys' show. Because your show is actually one of the top shows we have on the network. You know, thanks to Carmelita Pittman and Retha and you and me. You know, we've really gotten this up to. I mean, we're getting, you know, a couple of 500 to a couple thousand people on average every Monday, and then we're at 700,000 something listeners on the station. I wanted to release this so. It's not finished yet, but we're in the works of fully developing our own kind of Viacom, our own big time type of network housing many networks, and the channel is live right now. If you go to easywaytv.com, we have a full fledged cloud channel which is also being ready for, you know, prepped for television. It's already on Amazon, Apple, Roku, and tons of other stuff, you know, and we're doing our show live every Saturday. We're ready to really hit hard.
Oh, yeah.
With these members, we have hundreds of members that are coming along with us. You'll notice if you go to Hollywood the Easy Way on Facebook,
oh,
yeah. You go to Easy Way Family on LinkedIn,
that.
You go to the Easy Way Fam on Facebook. You know, you'll notice the engagement. You'll notice the community growing, and we're at hundreds of members. EasyWayAccess.com. We got our own social network running. You know, but we're going to be teaching. We're going to be teaching you guys a lot of stuff as you see the results. And I mean, we just had one member, Patty. Sadler, who just literally did a live stream on the group saying that she got $5,000, you know, closed based upon leads that she got off of being an Easy Way member. You know, we have a lot of deals that's being, I mean, like, there's deals being worked right now just by being a part of it. And I don't even know half the stuff. I got my fans and my fam and my awesome influencers coming to me going like, wow, I'm so loving this. And I can't begin to tell you how many people are asking me, you know, to come on stage and speak and go live and do this and that. And I'm trying to schedule myself now to keep the family happy because there's so many requests coming in and so many engagements between the members, you know, and somebody contacted me today wanting to talk to, you know, the Coach of the World. And I mean, I'm the skeleton key. I'm the ultimate connector with this membership that's happened. By the way, shout out to John Michael Ferrari and Pepper J and all that. I've known John Michael Ferrari for a long time. I love that guy. I don't really associate with him as much as I would like to, but he's a very talented gentleman. He shot my photos. Yeah, they're in Vegas now. He shot my photos. And I'll tell you guys, if you need photography done, John Michael Ferrari is the way to way to go. His music is amazing, and the John Michael Ferrari and Pepper J team is spectacular. So definitely go to Actors Reporter and check them out. All right, Dad, I'll let you talk now. Hold on. All right, let me. No, okay, go ahead.
This is tough when Eric's a guest. Hello, I'm still here.
You gotta understand
when you
you're a host.
Have two Zulis talking. It's a Zulie.
I'm trying,
Reese. What can we say?
Well, one of the biggest things.
You know, I got to take a breath when Eric comes down. I go, oh boy, I got to let people know every once in a while that Reese and I are still on the show.
Well, you got to understand, I've been a host for 15 years. I know how to control the conversation.
And you got a lot of
and
stuff.
And when
out.
You want to get certain points across, you just don't stop. And really, you're supposed to let the guest talk, and then when the guest stops,
Eric,
then you come in. Because I'm on a roll right now. You're not. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
All right, it's your show. Go ahead.
Eric, how many shows did we do at Pepper's? That's the most time we got to spend with Pepper and John. Geez, we must have done, 50 shows there?
If you go on IMDb and you look up Eric Zulie, you'll see that we have The Easy Show, which was on public access television, and there's probably over 45 episodes that was done with The Easy Show. And that's also on our YouTube channel, Easy Way TV on YouTube, and it will be eventually it'll be on the Easy Way TV channel. Here real soon. And Pepper J is still my partners, and we have new things we'll be producing and new things we'll be
Pepper's,
coming out with.
Pepper's beautiful home in the islands area over there. And then she moved out to Las Vegas and has beautiful ranch out there.
I'll tell you, Eric, there with so much going on, but I'm seeing so much interaction with the people and the benefits.
Speaking of interaction, you know, you guys still have callers in here. We can, I mean, I don't know who's on here, but you guys have a caller 4456 if they might want to get on air and say hello. If your last four digits of your number is 4456, who's calling? Where are you calling from? Nope, sometimes they're shy. They're on here, though. I know that's all right. We need to preliminary let them know so they know that they can go on air.
I was gonna say, yeah, we need a screener.
We need help, by the way, like, guys. If anybody wants to come and intern or wants to volunteer or even get hired, I mean, we are hiring. You know, if you're right and you're qualified, you know, for Easy Way Radio. So if you have engineering experience on radio, you can definitely contact us at 877-399-2929. So I'm gonna also say this too, and this is a piece of advice for everybody. Text marketing is everything now. And I know people have made comments, and I know Retha especially, it's too complicated. There's too much stuff to go to. I don't know where to go. People are complaining. Okay, so we're gonna fix that for you guys. That wasn't the best Retha impression.
Okay.
So guys, if you text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 55678, I'm speaking in boomer language, if you notice how slow I'm going. You text Easy Way to 55678. You know, what that's going to do is automatically add you to our subscriber list so you get the updates whenever we have a show going live. Whenever we have any live happening, whenever there's any events opportunities, any opportunities, anything that we have going on, the celebrities, everything. I mean, our network is massive. It just gives you updates that you – I mean, that's the best way to subscribe. But also, when you text that, it'll text you back a link that'll send you to everything that we do. Everything that we do. So when you text that, it'll send you back Easy Way Network, visit that, Easy Way TV, visit that. Watch live, go to our live channel, donate to American Cancer Society through Easy Way Cares, join our Easy Way family. You'll see our Easy Way Sizzle. You know, like what you see, leave a video shout out or testimonial through SoTellUs, promotions company, join our points program. Guys, we have a points program that helps to promote your business for free. All you need to do is share and engage, and eventually you can earn points that give you free promotions by our network, which reaches 500 million people in 164 countries. Visit our websites, stay connected to our, and you know, go to our social network, go to our groups on Facebook. I mean, all the stuff that we got going on is all in one place now. Everything is finally.
Yay!
I feel the energy. I feel everybody's like, are you kidding me? One place, really? I didn't think Easy Way could do it. No,
yeah.
Seriously, guys,
one of the concerns. There's so much going on. I say Radio Boomers Live show is kind of like the Easy Show, but in slow motion.
Well, Easy Talk Live is really blossoming. By the way, our guest coming on, we have Dr. Joe Vitale. We were supposed to have Retha Gray last weekend. I don't know what happened to her, but my dad.
I zoned. I wrote it down on the wrong date, and I was at the hot springs. I am so sorry.
I love when that stuff happens.
It's all good. My dad held it down. It was a great show. So it's on our YouTube channel, Retha, on Easy Way TV, if you want to go watch it. But we'll have you back on. But coming on, we have Dr. Joe Vitale from The Secret, who's a legend in his own right in business and what he knows. And then after that, we have the creator of the Make-A-Wish Foundation on the 14th. My friend Frank Shankwitz, who we honored, and we're going to be showcasing a couple of first-time scenes of the new movie Wishman, which is a story based around Frank. And so, and we got some really great shows coming up. We'll be showcasing talent. We'll be giving really good business advice from some of the top-level influencers. The show is really something you want to subscribe to, and you can subscribe to the show by texting Easy Way to 55678. Again, everything is just texting that. It's finally simple. Like we call ourselves Easy Way, but yet it's very complicated to follow our stuff. Now that's been fixed.
Well, there's so much, but you're putting it together, and I see it's getting easier as time goes by. The simplest solution is usually the best. But no, it's coming together where it's easy access, easy to get to.
No, not easy access. It's easy way.
I know, easy way.
And by the way, shout outs to Text Me Leads, our partner, easywaytext.com. Text Me Leads provides that service. So if you guys like the service, definitely contact us, 877-399-2929, and we can get you a discount on that service and get you signed up and get you really doing it the easy way, converting leads and making money.
There you go.
Awesome.
So anyway, again, we're one thing that we can't make a change, and that's slowing down time. And looks like we're about out of time now. But thanks for popping in, Eric.
We are way out of time, but it's all worth it.
Oh, yeah, it's been fun. It goes so fast. I can't believe it. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. Radio Boomers Live with Aretha Gray and myself, Jim Zuli. And we have so many. Thank you, John, Michael Ferrari for jumping on, and Janelle Garner. Great guest. So much happening. Very exciting. Remember, guys, keep the faith. Keep moving. Keep those dreams going, no matter what your age is. And it doesn't have to take you two tries to get up off the couch. So till next Monday, Reith, I guess it's time to sign off.
See you next week.
So long, guys. Next Monday, 10 o'clock.
Yes, I've been in love with you for such a long time. And I wonder how it would
thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.